Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through their industry insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Andrew Beaulieu. He is the founder of Bold Moves Coaching and Consulting, and he's also a career transition coach. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thank you, AJ. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome to the show. You are welcome to India in this online form. And I'm sure not just in India, but a lot of people across the globe will benefit from what we'll be talking about. We'll be talking about navigating career transitions. So, Andrew, I want to understand, you know, you are the founder of Bold Moves. You are known as the Bold Moves Catalyst. So my first question is career transition about bold moves or is it about thoughtful moves? Help us understand.
It's absolutely about more heartfelt moves, AJ. It's about living into your most authentic self. And in order to do that, you need to make some bold moves in your life. So part of that is increasing your self-awareness, you know, getting more in touch with who you are authentically and vulnerably. And then it's finding out what it is you want out of life and stepping into the things that are outside of our comfort zone. You know, you've heard the cliche, the best parts of life are lived in the uncomfortable. And that's what the bold move is. It's really stepping out of our comfort zones and living into our authentic selves.
Right, right. So how do we know that it's transition time? Is it about happenings at a workplace or is it about happening in the mind? How does that work?
It's all about mind and heart. You know, I made a career transition of my own, leaving my own family business. I was there for 16 years, my whole professional life. And throughout those years, I learned a lot about myself and I was thriving. However, I always knew in my heart there was something missing. I wasn't unhappy, but I wasn't fulfilled. And there's a big difference between the two. And so I had to reflect with myself, learn about myself, work with a life coach of my own. That was a choice I made to be able to discover what else there is out there. In fact, I actually resigned from my position in the family business so that I would lose my safety net in order to discover, in order to explore. I knew as long as I had that there, I was going to hold myself back because it was always too comfortable, it was always too familiar. So it's about stepping outside of that comfort zone and stepping into something unfamiliar. And that's when you really learn who you are and what you want and where your heart is and where your mind is.
Right. So how did you know that your heart is into coaching? Means why to step out into a discomfortable position or uncomfortable position just for the sake of it? I want to understand. Many people, you know, just because heart can speak different things at different points in time. You have a fight with your boss, your heart will speak. Go and do your own thing. You have a disagreement with your with anyone, you will try to be your own boss. So heart and mind also can different points in time. I want to understand so that, you know, people take pragmatic decisions, bold decisions, fine. But I just want your guidance for some of these people who might be, you know, under different thinking with emotions rather than, you know, application of mind.
Yeah, absolutely. It's to your point, it's not a spur of the moment decision made out of emotion. There's a lot of thought that goes into it. You know, for me, coaching wasn't the obvious. It wasn't something that was necessarily the next move for me. When I resigned, I did a lot of career counseling and worked with my life coach. I had to sit and reflect a lot. And when I went into coaching, I said, I'm going to give this a try, but who knows where it's going to bring me. Just because that's the next step you make doesn't mean that's the step you have to take for the rest of your life. It's moving in a direction. It's taking that first step. But it's not, to your point, it's not a step that's taken out of emotion. It's taken out of something that is longer than that. I sat with this feeling for many years throughout the pandemic, actually, which brought me back home. The pandemic for me was a time of reflection where I was home with my wife, my two young daughters. And I recognized in that moment that I was, although I wasn't absent for the big things in my life, I was absent for a lot of the small things, and really it's the small things that matter. And for me, I sat on this for a few years. I mean, the pandemic happened in 2020. I resigned in spring of 2022. So it was a 2-year period where I sat with this and reflected, and I did a lot of soul searching. And again, it was not from me. It wasn't a place of being unhappy. There wasn't necessarily friction or challenge in my life outside of the normal, regular things, but I just knew something was missing. And you know that innately, you feel that something is missing. And that's when you have to really start thinking, what is it that I want from life, whether it be personally or professionally? You know, I'm a firm believer that our profession is something that falls under the personal umbrella. It's where we spend a third of our lives. But really, what do I want from my life? What does my life look like in 5 years, 10 years? One of the best exercises someone taught me was think of your 8-year-old self. And what would they say about what you're doing today? And then think of yourself when you're 70 or 80 and think, what would they think about what you're doing today? Have those two conversations separately and see if your answer is, I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, what I feel like I should be doing, that I'm living my best life.
Right, right. And in your case, what was the inspiration for your specializing in career transition coaching? What was it? Through this, I want others to also understand how they can delve deep into their own mindset, into their own expertise, and decide on, okay, this is one thing I actually really want to do for in the future.
For me, it was the fact that I've done it firsthand, and transitioning careers is difficult in its own set, but transitioning out of a family business, there's an extra layer of emotions there and legacy. I worked with my two brothers who were my partners. Obviously, my father was the founder and uncle's working for the business. So there was a lot of emotional capacity there. For me, it's the fact of storytelling. To be able to, if you can tell your story authentically and prove that you've done it, then you have a story to share that other people are going to resonate and hopefully inspire them to make their moves. As I said, coaching wasn't necessarily something I said, okay, I'm leaving my family business and pursuing coaching. It was a step I took, and it turned out that I really loved it. I love how it allows me to help others break barriers and break their self-limiting beliefs and get to that next step. It's about action, right? About taking that first step. For me, career coaching is one of the services I offer. It's not the only one, but it's specific to, it's close to my heart, because as I share my story, how many people tell me, oh, I wish I could do that, or oh, I'm going to do that one day, or just not, now's not the right time. And I disagree. Now is the right time. Now is the time to make action in your life. Doesn't mean you're quitting your job tomorrow. It means you're going to start that process of reflecting and thinking what it is you want out of life. And so for me, that's why it's profound, because the more I share my story, the more people tell me they wish they can do it as well.
Right, right. And so when did you get this name, Bold Moves Catalyst? Someone else gave it, or you gave it to yourself for impact? And, just want to understand that.
Yeah, so Bold Moves was actually, as I was telling my colleagues, my employees at the time that I was leaving the family business, they either said one of two things. They said, that's a bold move to leave the family business when, you know, by traditional metrics of success, you've made what most people aspire for. So it was really a coined phrase from what others had mentioned that I was doing. It was either that, or they said, you know, you got balls. And they said, well, I can't call it that. So let's just go with Bold Moves. And it's actually funny. It's a quote from also a movie that my wife and I, we've quoted it for years, from the movie Dodgeball with Vince Vaughn, a comedy. And at one point he blindfolds himself and the announcer goes, oh, that's a bold move. So it kind of had a family hidden meaning, and also the fact that just people said, that's a really bold move what you're doing. And it stuck. It is a bold move. And it's not easy. It's not taken lightly. But honestly, I'm loving what I'm doing and I'm having so much fun doing it. And that's why it sticks. And the catalyst is just all about change. It's about making change in life. And nothing stays the same. It's, you got to make the changes, but you get to choose what changes you make and what you're going to do. Power of choice is huge for Bold Moves Coaching. It's, everything's about power of self and power of choice.
Right, right, Andrew. So when you moved out of your family business and moved into this, was there any moment when you thought that perhaps this was not the right way I did it, or perhaps this was not the... Sometimes, you know, things, many yeah. can be... It challenges can be varied, and mind, and also can, you know, has that thing of looking it differently at different points in time.
Absolutely. For me, honestly, I can say that I never had a moment of hesitation about leaving the business. I knew in my heart it was the right decision. Were there moments of fear? There were moments of self-limiting beliefs. Absolutely. But I never thought, am I making the right choice? I knew I needed to, for myself, leave the business. Where I was going and what I was going to do was going to be the unknown. That was the only thing. And that's where the fear was, is am I going to be successful? Am I going to be able to provide for my family? Am I going to be able to, you know, live into this message of bold moves? So it wasn't a message of hesitation or apprehension. It was really more just everyone has them, those moments of, oof, am I going to be able to do it? And for me, the biggest support that I can give to people is finding the right community of people to support you. Not everyone in your existing community is going to be everything you need all the time. That's something I learned. You know, my closest friends, my family, they didn't quite understand the transition I was making. They didn't check in necessarily all the time and see how I was doing. And at first I thought that didn't feel good. You know, I felt very alone. But I found my tribe. I found people who, through my coaching program, who were going through similar life transitions. Some were lawyers. Some were coming from tech companies. Some were coming from biochemistry. Some were from psychology over to coaching. And all these people were going through very similar transitions. And that became my tribe for this part of my life, for this moment of my life, the people that I cling to and people that I'm very proud to say are close friends of mine today. Doesn't mean I got rid of the other people. Didn't mean they didn't love me or care for me or encourage me. They just didn't understand. So you need to find those people going through, like-minded people who are going through similar transitions or similar seasons of life, if you will. And that is honestly the best advice I can give someone today, is find your tribe for whatever you're going through in life, because it will help you get through it.
Right, right. So you talk about, you know, overcoming resistance in career transitions. What are these, what is this resistance about? Is it your own mind, or is it about your fear, how, or things on the ground? Also, once, how do you then deal with this resistance? Your mind will always run to safety. So that resistance of from the mind is always there. I want to understand it better for the audience.
Well, there are both internal and external challenges you're going to face. External being, again, the people who don't support you and the people say you can't do it. They, you know, the people who belittle you and hold you back. That is maybe a topic for another day, but those are the people who are not doing you any benefits in your life. So there are such things called as boundaries and tolerations. We tolerate those individuals and we're not establishing the appropriate boundaries for how we want them to interact with us. You know, maybe they're family and you can't necessarily cut them out of your life, but there's definitely boundaries you can establish on how they're going to address you and how you're going to address them. So for external parties, I would say there's definitely some tolerations and boundaries that need to be established and taken care of. On the internal side, to your point, it's a lot about self-limiting beliefs. Can I do it? Do I have what it takes? You know, do I really want it? And we're always going to fall back to that safety net, which is why I suggest, you know, consider putting yourself in uncomfortable situations, and you'll surprise yourself. You'll surprise how resilient you are, how adaptable you are, how you can rise to the occasion. You have to get through that first level of fear. Everything has fear. I had some anxiety coming onto this podcast today, but you know what? You push through it, you show up. I am a firm believer that showing up is enough. If you show up to that class, if you show up to that networking event, if you show up to that, you know, family event, whatever it may be for you, showing up is the first step. And you will build your confidence and you will build your resilience over time. You'll become more comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And talking of the podcast, I totally understand it. Even I get anxious in spite of doing more than 1,000 live shows, but you still get it. And the thing is, it's a very brave thing to come as a guest on a podcast, Andrew, especially on a live podcast where nothing is scripted, no questions are shared, nothing. You just, you know, have to answer on the truck. And that is a very thing. I will not be perhaps able to answer all the questions myself if I were to be the guest. So that I always, you know, develop a lot of respect while talking to my guests. Just showing up itself is a great thing that you said. I totally understand it. And it's as I said, I myself, as a host also, I do get this anxious moments, you know, okay, what should I ask? What is the best way? How do I deal with this topic? You know, so many things. So I get it. Now, in terms of timing, people are anxious. This is all part of our being. In terms of timing, how do I know? And obviously, nothing has to happen in the spur of the moment. So is right. There a particular type of preparation someone needs to do before making any career transition? But because there is a problem with that is if you think too much, analyze too much, then you will not be able to take it. So how does that work out in terms of timing?
Yeah, exactly. As you mentioned, don't do anything in the spur of the moment, because that's a reactive step and that's not what you're looking to do. Timing is subjective. Timing is going to depend on every situation and every person. However, what it can offer is, you know, when I was going to make my timing, I spoke to my wife, you know, someone very close to me. I spoke to my life coach who I've been working with for many years. I spoke to key members that I really value their feedback and know that I have their unconditional support and love. And I kind of built my little pod around that. Once I knew that I had the support and love and encouragement and belief that everyone knew I was doing the right thing for me, because it wasn't for them, it was for me. That's when I made my moment. That's when I knew that I said, okay, I'm ready. I have what I need. Even in a moment of weakness, there's going to be people who are going to pick me up. Again, back to that message of community is so important, because you're going to have moments where you're going to have trouble to get up and move forward to the next step. And those are the people who are going to pick you up and rally. And so for me, that moment is when you know you have those 2-3 selective people that are really going to be your rock. That's your moment. Don't delay it past that, because you, to your point, you'll convince yourself 10 ways to Tuesday that it's not the right step.
Right, Andrew. Now, in case you got your a lot of support from some of the people around you, everyone is not that fortunate, either for lack of understanding of what the person is going to do, or maybe their own anxieties and fears. You know, you get accustomed to a certain way of life. And especially if you are in a good job, then that might, you know, reflect in decision making. How do you deal with that situation, especially when they are close family members? How do you deal? Should you go for convincing themselves, or should you move on to the move? Sometimes it can be a tricky thing. I just want to understand your mind because a lot of people must be coming to you for your advice on this particular aspect.
Yeah, well, we're very fortunate in today's day and age. The technology is advanced, and there are so many virtual events that are free of charge. And so there's communities out there that you can tap into from, you know, your phone or your laptop. And so that's definitely one option I would recommend, is there's communities out there of good people who want you to succeed. That's one thing, that people are very generous with their time, their energy, and their resources and their support. Even to this very day, I'm still meeting people today, and their first interaction, they want to know, how can I help you? How can I help you succeed? So my message to those people is, there are people out there who are going to be very generous and be there to listen and help you. You just have to jump on that call. You have to take that step and show up, like we said. For those who don't have that, for those who are in a position where their friends or their family are not supportive, they don't feel comfortable, you're going to know in your heart and your mind that's a toxic environment, and that's not conducive for growth and for change. But you have to take that first step. You have to get out of your comfort zone and find someone to talk to, whether that be through your religion, whether that be through your community, whether that be online, whether that be through coaching, consulting, what have you. You need to speak to someone. Life is a lonely venture if you try to do it yourself. It's all about doing it with someone. You're not alone. You're not alone.
Absolutely. Now, there is much to learn from you, Andrew, about these things. And I'm sure people would like to learn more about you, about your coaching. So tell us a bit more about your, you know, Bold Moves coaching and consulting. How do you get doing this sort of a thing? How does it work? How does one get started with you in case they want your advice?
Well, first, they can jump onto my website, AJ. They can go to www.boldmovescoaching.ca. There is a contact me part on there, and it's no charge to jump on a call with me to have an initial conversation. So you can definitely reach me through there. They can contact me on LinkedIn as well under my name, Andrew Bollier. I also am on Facebook and Instagram as well, but those are more to see the type of work I'm doing versus contacting me. LinkedIn and my website are definitely the two best places to reach me. The type of work we do is, or that I do, is threefold. So it's executive and leadership coaching, there's career transition coaching, and there's life coaching. And career transition can be within the same organization or leaving an organization. It's about just making changes in your professional life. And one of the reasons why I do all three, and they're linked together, is I'm on a mission to allow people to be the most authentic and vulnerable selves and live into that fulfillment. And we spend a third of our lives at work. And our leadership, the people at the top of the ladder, are we still here? Yes.
Yes, yeah. Yes, Andrew. So, we are very much here. I just lost you for a couple of moments. I don't know.
Okay, I'll start. I'll just restart where I was going. So the executive leadership coaching is because our leaders have so much influence over our staff. So I want to help them be the best leaders they possibly can. The career transition we just talked about, and the life coaching is that's where the meat and gravy is, quite frankly. We have so much going on in our lives. It can get so easy to be distracted and overwhelmed. So working with the individual at the personal level is really where we can make a big impact in getting them that confidence they need to be the most authentic selves, showing up to their work life, showing up at home. It's all about the person. It's all about us living a fulfilling life.
Right, right. My last question to you, Andrew, is, you know, when you look back and you look back that you were in a comfortable position and now you are also, you are happy, but this whole point of, you know, getting known, that building up a pipeline, always having clients, and so that, you know, you can plan your life. How do you see this transition as yourself? You feel proud of yourself, you are able to make this transition. And then how do you plan your life from here on? Do you sense that there is another transition in place, or this is the place you want it to be?
First part of your question is the word I'm describing is I'm so excited these days. I'm having a lot of fun. I have a lot of energy, the most fun I've had in years. And I'm very proud of myself, yes. And I am happy. I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and I'm enjoying the people I'm meeting 100%. The second part of your question, I mean, I don't have a crystal ball where I'm going to be in 10 years. I'm happy where I am now. I'm on a mission to just meet people, as many people as I possibly can. I also do a bit of public speaking. So through public speaking and coaching, we're human beings, we're social beings. We want to connect with others. So as long as I'm doing that, I know I'm going to be very happy in whatever capacity that means.
Absolutely. With this, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KAJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, AJ. Thank you for having me again.